Bob, how do you look at this road trip after finishing it the way you did?
You know what? I don't think we're at the point where we don't look at road trips anymore. We're just looking at games, trying to win as many as we can. So I don't know. What was our record on the road trip?
6-3.
If you're looking at it as a road trip, that's not a bad one, but I think we're disappointed we didn't take another one, you know, one of these last two games.
The play in left field there, did Clev get, or did Profar get a bad jump on that?
When I looked up, it looked like Kimmy had a chance at it. And, you know, from our angle, it's tough to see kind of a side view. And so I didn't see what kind of jump he had.
How's Will doing and what happened?
Yeah, neck. Had some neck stiffness. He had it before the game and after, you know, obviously early in the game. It was bothering him enough when we had to get him out.
Something he's dealt with before, or do you have any idea?
No, I think it was just today. You know, I know he got some heat on it before the game, which out there he probably didn't need. But, yeah, I think it was something that just popped up today.
What was the explanation on the foul ball hit by pitch? I think it looked like he tried to challenge there.
I guess we ran out of time is what happened. I'm not sure we would have won that anyway.
You were down 5-1. You got it to 5-4. It seemed like you got the momentum back.
Yeah, that was huge. You know, we've really felt like we had a really good chance to come back and win this game. You know, strike three to Grish was a bad call. So, you know, we gave up four the next inning, so it didn't matter, but certainly got him out of an inning.
Happened with Clev, and he had cruised pretty much for three innings.
Yeah, I think maybe just ran out of gas. I don't know. Maybe it was part of the heat, but they made him work, you know, that inning like no other inning. End up throwing a lot of pitches, and, you know, ball four, walk to Bellinger with the bases loaded, ended his day. But, you know, up to that point, it was really crisp, had good life on his fastball, good breaking ball, multiple breaking balls. Probably just ran out of gas a little bit.
Do you have an update on Brandon Drury?
It's still not playable yet, so we'll see how he is tomorrow.
The king is begging the Ryan, if you're fine right now.
Is Kim fine?
Yeah, Kim's doing okay. Yeah, he was better with treatment today.
I think 18 in the final 27 are at Petco Park. How important is this home stretch? Every home game going to be for this?
Every game, period. So it really doesn't matter home and road. I think our records might be similar. I don't know. But they're just about winning as many games as you can with the, you know, as many wild card teams as you have right now. It's about getting in. So it's every game is important no matter where you play it. But it's certainly nice to have some games at home.
You play these guys again next weekend. You play them again toward the end of the season. You have other games, but how important is it to get a few more against the Dodgers?
Yeah, you know, I thought, you know, we win the first game pretty convincingly, lose the second game, same type of fashion, even more so. You know, we get behind today and come back to where we feel like we're one swing away. We felt really good about where we were, you know, but then ended up giving up four spots. So game was probably a little closer than the outcome looked. But you know what? They're the best team in the league right now, and we have to find a way to beat these guys if we're going to go where we want to go.
Bringing in Garcia in the fourth, that kind of reflection of just how much of a must-win these games are right now.
Yeah, for sure. And he had some righties. He made some. You know, he gets a sack fly and then makes a good pitch to Turner. Ends up being, you know, a couple of runs right there. So exactly right. We're trying to get our best matchups. Felt like he was the best guy right there. Just got a little unlucky.
What are you learning about guys like Morejon? I mean, it was obviously a tough night, hot night for him. But big games like this, bringing a guy like that.
Yeah, he's one of our guys now. So, you know, we liked the matchups there. They were on his heater. He had some good swings on it. He didn't locate it as well as he could, but he's going to continue to be one of our guys in close games late.